Figure as much as we can about the ice, and then if we have time, we'll begin the next sugyas of Dosh and Barer. The three reasons, the Rashba quotes really all three. One on the Marama covers three reasons: is an issue of Schita, an issue of Nolad, an issue of Molad. All three. We discussed the issue of the, we have this frozen wine situation. So we had an explanation. We said Nolad, we said it's Mutta because Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi HaShavis. Mitzad Schita, there's no real Schita. Mitzad Molad is the question. So the Sefer Shabbos Kalocha says you can't shake it like this in order to have it melt, because it's considered to be in the category of molded, but to shake it a little bit, he wants to say it's mutter. What's the difference? Look, he says, when it's ain or bar kayama, there should really not be any sort of molded at all. Here's not a bar kayama. If you took this bottle of wine, which is now froze more than you like it, you wanted it to, you leave it on the table, so in a relatively short period of time, it's going to become wine. It doesn't freeze that long. It's alcohol in it. That's why it doesn't freeze right away. It has an alcohol content. Okay? So you want to hasten it along a little bit? Not so bad. Okay? The truth is, if you ask me, if that's mutter, should be mutter to do it even nuts? What's the difference one or the other? Seems to me that since there are so many poskim who say that Chal Yisrael doesn't exist in the first place, especially if that's wine, it's not water, and all the other tzirufim, there's going to be mekel as well. So as Rabbi Avadja is mekel and Chazon Avadja, we have over here in Dosh, end of Sifkon Chav Dalet. He adds the Aruch HaShulchan. We spoke about who says what? The entire Easter of Risuk Shelag is unbelievable. But he says the Aruch didn't have these Rishonim. It's Mechabat to a Shiboli Aleket and Aruch HaShchaim. It's only Risuk of Borad Vishelag, which are natural. It came down as snow, came down as hail. Never was a liquid. But if it was a liquid and it froze, then the Holy Spirit doesn't exist in the first place. Aruch HaShulchan said it on his own in Sifchav Hei. Wow. He's Mechava to Rishonim. Ravadja is Mishtemim. Wow. Mechava to Rishonim. So now I want to, again, briefly, because of lack of time, just give you a kitz and nimitz what's written in here, this Sefer. Any left? Call me a couple. Okay, good. Okay. Better hurry up. Okay. So in the last piece about the topic of Schita is about this issue. And go through of the various yesodas. I'm not going to repeat everything. But kitz and nimitz, you would have said logically that if the reason for the Easter of Schita is Schita, then you would say it's also to squeeze it, to press down on the ice, you would say, even under the water. You're allowed to take a grape and go under water and squeeze it, under wine and squeeze it. You can't do that. That's what you would have said. On the other hand, if you all like the issue of, let's leave out Molad for the moment. Let's talk about Schita and Nola. Molad came out of left field, and that's Rashi, but Schita and Nola were the main two that were contrasting. As opposed to, when it comes to Nolad, you would have said logically that, look, you have this Svara that's Muv Meikara, that's the Mordechai said. There's no way to know that Muv Meikara. But in reality, it's the opposite. The Rambam, who puts it with Hilchos Schita, he's the one who puts it into the Schita, right? That's what the Rambam is, very the master of order of Seder. He says it's mutter to squeeze, to press down the ice underwater. It's enough in the Tosefta. Enough in the Tosefta. The other Rishonim disagree. You know what they say? The Gemara is against the Tosefta. Is the Gemara befeirish against the Tosefta? Not by a long shot. But the Gemara in its phraseology implies against the Tosefta. Open the Gemara in the Nala from the base. What does Gemara say? A meraskin loas ha-shalek v'loas ha-boyel v'shabes v'shizol name of. Right? But what may you do? What may you do? I will know Seinu l'soch ha-kos. Doesn't say you can press on it in the kos. Oh, next great question. What does it mean? Now I remember it was a great Rabbi Plachinsky, Zatzal, son-in-law of Rabbi Levine, once spent Shabbos at my house, even gave me a copy of his Sefer, Shlom Yehuda. He was a grandson of the Alt of Slabotka. He was the Beis Arya. He was appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich. And when he turned it down, because his father-in-law, Rabbi Arlevin, told him to turn it down, that's when Rav Shach took the position. He told me this something to myself. It's before some, it's my big time at Chacham. He once had a Shiva in the Yeshiva, by us, and he made a whole big deal. It's not the Aranian. The Gemara talks about how in Rosh Hashanah, Hatokeh litochabor. Rabbi Hatokeh bitochabor. He made a whole Shir. Litoch, bitoch, beautiful Shir. It's printed in the Sefer. So you're making a good point. What does it say over here? What does it say over here? Litoch hakos. It doesn't say bitoch hakos. You know what says it you? The Roch HaShulchan. The Mavadi doesn't like it so much. It says the Nishma Shabbos doesn't think it's right, but you're Mechavit, the Roch HaShulchan. Look at this. The Roch HaShulchan was Mechavit in the previous Shtickle to Rishonim. And you have a Talmud Chochot Mechavit to Roch HaShulchan. So that means that Kemat Mechavit to Rishonim. I mean, associative law. Gedolei Olam in our room. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll come back in a minute. But it's ironic that the Rambam, who says it's Schita, says it's Mutter, like the Tosefta. The other Rishonim was a Medayek from the Gemara that only says the Tocha Kos, doesn't say crush it. Tell the Gemara, Shas Bavli is against them. Then Rabbi Vad goes to town, and Shas Bavli is against Tosefta, boom, 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 you know, million and one curse. That's what they are, other folks come saying. And the Mechaber, we saw the Mechaber, doesn't say this cool of the Rambam, left it out. Plenty is that he may want to be a Machmer in that particular situation. Okay, the Sefer Truma, who says his vart, sounds like he says, although it's so unclear. He's like the Mechaber. The Sefer Truma says it's mutal put in the coast, and if you take the implication which the Rishonim seem to have had, the rejection of Tosefta, that means he thought it would be usher to crush in the coast. Why? It was the Isra of Noah, and as long as you do it underwater, it was never Nigger. As the Murach says, it's not Nigger. Now, I can't give you a guarantee that the Sefer Truma really said that. It's only an inference from the fact that he only was matter to put it in the coast. He didn't say it could crush it. So it's an inference. Okay, the same inference as Rabbi Avadya made. Another Rishonim seems to have made from the Gemara. He can make from the Sefer Truma himself. Okay? In any event, Rabbi Osai, in any event, so how do you explain all this? What's the Mechaber Shita? Let's go open up the Mishnah Brewers again, just to Chaza, one more time. It's very enigmatic. What exactly did the Mechaber hold in this matter? On the one hand, in Shin Yud Ches Sifta Zion, is to review briefly, the Mechaber is matir against the Sefer Truma. Muta Litein Afanja, even if it's going to Shuma Shenikosh Chozav Nimoach, there's not a problem of Nola. The Sardis says Ramban, Usmag, Usmakar, Ben Yeruchim, Rabbi Magid, Das Rajba, against whom? Against the Sefer Truma. Right? They will say. Yesh Machmirim, of course, the Ran, our Perek, that's from the Sefer Truma. And the Ran didn't say the Sefer Truma was right. The Ran said he rejected the Ramban's Kasha against the Sefer Truma. So all of a sudden, he's a Sefer Truma Nick. Okay, that's how the Ramban quoted it. But now go to Hachmir. As we spoke about yesterday, what that exactly means. Fine. So the Mechaber seems to be going against it. So it doesn't know from the Isra of Nola. That's Pashup Shah. Doesn't ever heard of Nola. He rejects it. So what Pashup Shah? That's in Shin Yud Ches. In Shin Chav, I told you the five Sifim in a row from Tes through Yudal. That's six Sifim in a row. All about this topic. Yeah, all about this topic. It's hard to make heads or tails what his psak is. Sif Tes. What does he say? Hashalag ba'avorad ein meraskin also to break it. Okay. Avol nos tocha kol shul yain v'nimoch me'elav ena koshesh v'chinicha b'chamo k'negel ha'meduro v'nifshu mutar. Oh, gavaldik. Gavaldik. Right? Gavaldik. Okay. But may have you merasik it? Mr. Brul Amadal says no. You can't crush it. The truth is, that makes sense. The Mechaber is M'schita, and therefore, you may not crush it. It's only against the two Rishonim. It's against the Rambam and the Sefer Truma. Because each one didn't make sense. He does make sense. By making sense, it's against everybody. Mevadi Kamat says that, Beferish. Okay? Sif Yud Aleph. What's he talking about? Walking on the snow, right? Marasik. There's no problem of pashtus of nola. Nola is a muksa. What muksa with your feet? That doesn't sound like that's his word about. So therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa in Perek Yud Heor Yud says you should not crush the ice under the water, because of Mechaber. But he says, you know what? Our ice is different. Can we prepare the ice for use before Shabbos to be used in the coast of a Mashke? Not like the natural ice that, you know, that falls, water fell, and from the river fell, it came ice, or snow fell down. He prepared it, because it's an Eglital. Until like Mashke Mibod Yom, because you prepared it to go into the water. And Shlomo Zalman said about other liquids, we spoke about that yesterday. Okay? That's fine. That's why you can freeze it, we said. Okay? So that should be mutter to do, to crush. Why is this relevant? In the olden days in our house, we used to have a B'li Anora full house, and the kids would like juice. And who could afford to buy this juice? It's very expensive. So we used to go shopping for, I don't think they still make it these days. I go, this thing goes this big, and it was frozen juice concentrate. They still make them? Yeah? Yes or no? Still make it. So we used to buy them like this, and the kids would drink like, I would go by, they'd go and go and go and go. It came Shabbos, we'd run out, and we'd take the thing out and put it in the water, and it was taking too long to defrost. So you press down with the spoon, right? So the Pashtus is against the Mechaber Pashtus Pshat. But if Shlomo Zalman is right, perspective of Schit, there's no problem because it's, you know, it's everything that he said. So we have a right to be Mekel. If you hold the Sefer Truma, Nolad, the Pashtus Pshat in Nolad, the Sefer Truma, is a physical change, not necessarily a halachic change. That's a simple pshat. Because the Rabban has a kasha, the Ran's teretz is a teretz. Not so. But the simple teretz is, that's a question of a physical change. If that's the case, so the Ramos is with Machma to say for Truma, so we should be Machma here too, because you're making at least a physical change between a solid block of orange ice or apple ice and apple juice, and the same truma but pshuto is machma even underwater. But on the other hand, as the Mavadi said, the Shulchan Aruch, as you can look it up, I have it on my desk. Chelik Dalit Yabi Omer Simen Chav Ches, a long tshuva kedako. He says, you know, the Mechaber quote is risking hichas schita, or is it schita? Unlike the Rambam, nonetheless, he seems to answer schita talking goes against the Rambam, against the Tosefta. But he follows the logic. Okay? Now, if that's the case, once you say it's an issue of schita, then we have those cools from Shlomo Zalman and others that it only applies to water, wouldn't apply to other mashkim, etc., etc. Fine. So mashkim bojo, prepared bojo, fine. The Ramah is also like nobody. On the one hand, he says, when minig is to be machmir, finolad, what does he say about tochakos? Sefer Truma held that Toch HaKos was a problem. Did he hold that way? The Mechaber, Ramah should have said that way. Ah, you learned the Mechaber? The Mechaber is not so clear. The Ruch HaShulchan claims the Mechaber never meant to answer it. He never said it was Asa. He just said, this is Mut. Something else may also be Mut. He never said it was Asa. Rabbi doesn't like that part either. What do you mean? He would have said it if he would have held it. Oh, you'll look it up, you'll see. In any event, so it could be, once again, it's hard to understand. If you look, Aruch HaShulchan, since Chavez, Gimel, Dalet, and Hei, it's four sifim about this topic. I don't have time to open it, it's right here in front of me. Please feel a chance to look. So we can suggest, once again, that there are more, since logic of the Sefer HaTshuva would dictate that it's mutter to squeeze it, to press it under water, because there's never Nika b'fnei atzmo. So maybe the Ramah held that way. So it could be this practice, it could be what they made it called the Mechaber, made it called the Ramah. Now the Rashbo and the Nalf has three sheetas. The Rashbo himself holds from the idea of Zorzim Mishim's Paris, Schitas Paris. He was Paris. Got the impression that it should be Mutter. He sounds like he's saying the Rashbo. It's Schitas Paris, Omnu Lamashke. Right? Borad Vishal Lame Meyame Momdin. Okay, if that's the case, you can put it into an empty cup. He rejects Nola. He rejects Nola. Put it in, no problem. Put it in. But he also says, like the Tosefta, you can squeeze underwater, what he calls the Toch HaKos, like Paris Labrei Schidaninu, as we saw that in the Tosefta. Everyone knows him. Hakol Yodin Shemayim Mitzchilosin Vatsofa. Nikushulafisho, he says. But there's a chmei threw a chumra at you. You shouldn't go like this when it's not underwater. If it's underwater, it seems it's okay. But you get the impression of the Rashba, now I can just squeeze it into a full cup, you can even squeeze it into an empty cup. So what's the difference if you squeeze it into an empty cup, you squeeze it, it just slides along the table. Maybe if you squeeze it at the end, there's going to be liquid in the cup. So it's clear that's only you're squeezing something which was frozen and now it's being made once again back into a liquid. But when it's not in a cup, it's worse. That's what it appears.
Can you
give me my rash? I don't have a rash. I don't have the rash. It's the very bottom, the bottom of the pile. Thank you. Let's make it clear. The rash was on the Marbacom, correct? Was it? The Nalfman base? Wasn't? Oy, Val, oy. That's all my fault. I thought I put it on. My mistake. Now I apologize. I thought you would all see the rash. Okay, so I have to. I'm sorry. I have to back up a little bit. I'm sorry. Okay. Rashi is molid. Okay? But you put it there by itself? Molid. Doesn't mean nolad. Rashi spells it all out. Molid is not nolad. Srach malacha. Geboria molid amayim alol. Okay. The Sefer Truma says? No. It's mishim nolad. So you have two so far. Molid and nolad. Rashi, Sefer Truma. Okay? Fine. So you can't put it, it's going to melt. It's going to be nolad. Even b'chama, it's nolad. Ve'ena mechuvar, says the Heliga Rashba. The Imkain, look at this word. Lama hitirula says atoch hakos. The mikarai u'nivsha b'soch hakos, for he nolad b'shabbos v'yasser. Now, the Ritva answer is there's water in the cup, and it's mis'arim b'ena b'en, it doesn't look like molad. It means it doesn't look like nolad. They can't cut the Mogan Avraham, as we know. Open the Mogan Avraham to Sivkot and Yudalit. Just follow the orders of the footnote 155. As we saw yesterday, a little bit too, but now we're following the orders of the footnotes. Please turn. Shin Chof. Mogan Avraham Yudalit. Please open up if you have it. Lefima Shekot the Ramah. Simen Shin Yuchesiv Yuzvav. Gam Hocha Osim Mishim Nolab. Elam kena mu'ura b'mayim. Oh, it's mu'ura b'mayim. There's water there. It's okay. Why is it okay? So the Mordechai said it's okay. Because it was never noticeable as a separate entity. So presumed the Eastern node does not exist in that kind of a case. Is that what the Rashba meant? It's hard to know what the Rashba meant. It's hard to know. I mean, I say what the Ritva meant, excuse me, because he quotes the Ritva says that. It's hard to know exactly what the Ritva was driving at. Not completely clear what he was driving at. But the Ritva was giving such a teretz along those lines. But the question will be, again, I read you the lashon. Ayri hachashesh mashka b'kos. That implies, according to the Rashba, there was no mayim in the kos. That was what I was trying to say. That's what you couldn't have known because I didn't see the Rashba. I didn't see the footnote. Okay. That, in other words, we could say that the Rashba holds this mayim in the kos, but the Mordechai is wrong. He said, no, anyway, even though it's not Nika. Or we could say, the way it's implied over here, that he holds, which Ritva says, I riocha is mashka b'kos. That's the answer. And what did Rashi ask? Because he held I riocha when there's no mashka b'kos. But of course, the question we have, no mashka b'kos, what does the kos do for us? Who cares if it's in the kos or it's just sliding along the table? Might have come in if there's no wine or water in the kos. What's the difference? That's the question. Why should we put them in an empty cup? That's why you didn't understand. You were right not to understand because you hadn't seen it. And I was wrong not to put it in the Mamma Compass. My mistake. So I want to have a possible answer. If, at the end of the day, after I squeeze it, it's liquid in the cup, so what do you see? You see, look, it was liquid, became solid, now it's liquid again. So therefore, there's more room to believe. If you squeeze it and it just slides away, you don't have that perception. It looks more like something which is nolad. It's more comparable to what's called Paris Omdil Namashkim and all that kind of stuff. Maybe. I'm just giving you a possible suggestion. We saw the Tosfos says against the Tosefta. The Gemara argues with the Tosefta, obviously. The Rosh says that way as well. I was discussing ice and juice, which you prepared before Shabbos. It's causing regular old ice and snow.
Even if it looks like a mashka, why does it matter if the ice doesn't actually mashka?
Now he's worried about no, something straight off of no one. Muktza. That's what he's worried about. The change of the sound to look at physically the truth. So apparently, I mean, again, so if that would be the case, it wouldn't help having an empty cup. We thought only a full cup. It's not the Ritmus there. It's a full cup, not Nika. If it's true, again, I thought it's an if, that an empty cup would be of some kind of help, would be only because of, you know, it came from what was frozen, right? And if it was frozen, that's the Svarola Hakel. It was liquid, it's solid, it's liquid. It was liquid from the beginning, and somehow there's a more of a leniency in that kind of a case. Because it's liquid, solid, liquid is more cow. But if it's slides, it doesn't have the same that perception. That's a possibility. I think there are those who disagree with the Tosefta, the Tosfos, the Rosh, okay? And the Rosh said you can't put it near the fire, it's considered to be molded, right? And that's what they talk about, the Osel Ahatil Meraglayim B'Shelek. Now wait a minute. That'll be so in Shulchan Aruch. What can it be? Pash, there's no Schita there. Pash, there's no Nola there. You're not moving it. There's only one possibility if that is the Pashtus. Mold it. So the Mechaber, even though he seems to have rejected Nolad and Shin Yudches, and here as well, he's Choshish, you know, now you look at the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber discusses the issue over here of Hashtana B'Sheleg. He says, Rami Rutenberg, Matla Rosh Yonizer, he's worried about Molid. Because the Rosh, when he quoted the same Atruma, called it Molid. And here, through the Hashtana, the solid becomes a liquid. The only possible list of the Chorah is Mishum Molid. Now, nonetheless, the Mechaber, who asked Lerasek B'Pshuta, as we said before, he can't be Merasek B'Tochak, he's a Perish. Right? Layitah B'mayim, Layitah B'yodav, Shloya Merasek, even if it's underwater, Merasek, and he's still Matir, Kenegan and Medua Shin Yud Ches, Tos Meraglaim has two Shitas, he's worried about Molid. Oh, only difference is, Rabbi Osai, what if you put something near a Madura? Is that Molid? So the tour, take a look, you have a tour, for those who have a tour in front of you, end of Shin Yud Ches, the very end, quotes from the Smag, that the answer is, yes! Sefer Mitzvahs, says, Kevan She'eino Osa B'Yadayim, Badoni Avi Arash Salosa. So the Sefer Mr. Smag says it's not considered to be molded. The Rosh said it's considered to be molded. Okay? Considered to be molded. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's Sifkot Mem Aleph. Nizer. Kevan Osamasagor Tvei. It's considered to be an act of mice. You put it near a fire. It's considered to be a mice. You put it near Madura. Maybe it's not considered to be a Maisa. That's exactly what the Smag says. Right? Maybe there's no Kema Shana also you're dying. You didn't do anything. And the Rosh says, no, you did something. You put it near the fire, you did something. Same as Ashtani, you did something. Okay? So now, Halacha L'Maisa. So Gata Magan Avraham Rabosai, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. We're ending up. We've got to get to the next sukkah. What does he say? It's true that the Mechaber didn't say you're allowed to crush, but the Rambam and the Ran and the Rambam or Magen Mishnah and the Tosefta all say it's mutter. And then look at Sifyut Aleph and says it's usher. I mean, they don't hold from the Tosefta. But the Magen Avraham want to say that there's room to be makel like a Tosefta. That's Sifkot Tezayin, like a Mashka Safti, Shari. That's the Magen Avraham like a Tosefta. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Daled, when he quotes this, Yesh Matirin Afilu L'Rasik B'Yadayin Zoch Hakos Kevah Shedisari B'Mashah B'Zoch Hakos Eina B'En Lo Gozru Be'Klal. Nu, so what do you say? if it's an empty kos, it's usur. Right? As we said, the Ran different case where there was yayin in the kos. Only that's mutter. But the lashon of the Ran, you get an impression, if the kos is mole, you don't even need to be merasik. Mutter if you're merasik litocha kos. That's how I read, like you. Open to the Ran one more time. I read the Ran like you. It's only also the Marasik Litoch HaKos. If you're above the cup, not in the cup, not underwater. But you tell me if you think I'm right, or if you think it's wrong. Right, let's look together. Let's take a quick look. I mean, the Lashon Litoch sounds that way a little bit. What's Lashon of the Ran? The Ran says, okay. He says, where's Lashon of the Ran? Somewhere. Top. Rasiku litoch hakoro. What? Tosefta says, Mashar afilu l'rasib yadam litoch hakos shari. Rasiku litoch hakoro. Let's say bitoch says litoch. That's the Yom Chavah to the Yom Chashul. Others disagree. Okay. We have to stop here. We have to half the shiur went by, but that was supposed to be very short. But one comment from Rabbeinu Moshe. Yes, we show me Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, and he gave a beautiful text. Kivegas Akasha and Siftes. Hinicha Bechama. Loyadati. Am I knocking Lashon Dieved? The Machaba writes in Siftes. Hinicha Bechama. Connected to Madura of Nevshim Mutarim. More than that. Well, no, aber mut la nicha bekhama. So wenn es afil de khatkhila shawe kidliel, simen shin yud khas, sif tes zayin. Shin yud khas sif tes zayin, we just said before. We'll see it again one more time. What does it say tes zayin? The bekhava says, mut lit in a pandek negreish. So what's he saying over here? That imenichan nifshu mutar, gewaldige kasha. So the only suggestion that Moshe had was, it depends what's coming out. Here we're talking about what's coming out is going to be a liquid, water, shalom gabar, water. There it's fat which congealed, which melts. Why is water worse? Water's from the shiva mashke, like the egle tal. Remember yesterday shiur, it was bigger than the shiva mashkin story. So here it's the shiva mashkin. So even though with the evidence okay, but the chatchilis, you shouldn't do it. When it comes to the fat, you can even do it with the chatchilis. At kan rabosai, done. Okay, we're ready to start the new Mamma Koma sheet, Messiah the Shemaya. Who has a copy? Give me a copy. I have my own copy, please. Let's start the new sheet. Thank you very much. There's plenty more if you don't have on my table. We're starting the Gemara Ayin Gimelim at base. Now we start, fundamentally, we're now located in Ayin Gimel. So then we started Kuf Mem Gimel. We went back 70 block, Ayin Gimel. Not that we won't be moving around to later Ptachim as well, but in this Marma Koma sheet, everything is Ayin Gimel, right? Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dal, it's all one dot. Kemat. So we shall see. Okay. Let's begin where it says Vehakotzer. Vehakotzer, Ayin Gimel Advance. Tana Hakotzer, Abotzer, Agoder, Vamasik, Vaora, Kulam, Loch, Achase. Ora, Papa. Haimad, the Shoda, Pisa, the Dikla, Vaater, Tami, Chaim, Stein. Echas, Mishim, Tolish, Vyechas, Mishim, Mepharik. That word, Mepharik, rears its head again. We're trying to get away from Mepharik already. Can't get away from it. Right back in your face, Mepharik. Ravashyama, ain't there a pre-Tlisha Bekach, ain't there a pre-Gur Bekach. So we're going to spend time on Mepharik, but let's see the Rashi and the Tosfos over here. What's Mepharik? What does Rashi say? Shoda pisa ledikla. Zorak pisas regovim ledekla. Took some mud, threw it on a palm tree. Atar tarmi hishir atron, the dates fell off. Tolesh, told of the kotze. Mepharik, Zok Rashi, told of the dash. She Mepharik tevua mishiboleho. That's the Ad Malacha. When you discharge the grain from its outer husk. Lashon porak min hachamor, discharge belaz. Mamish, French like English. Okay? Fine. That's what it says. After the farek hatmorim min hamachbedos. What does that mean? Before he said, you give porak min hachamor, you discharge the burden from the donkey, you discharge dash mefarek tvua, you discharge the grain from its husk. Here too, you discharge the tamarim, the dates, from the machbedos, from their, presumably from their, who wants to translate machbedos? Branches? Okay, for their branches. You have, you know, it's a weight. Right? You discharge, you're getting, get the weight off. You get the weight off the donkey, get the weight off the branches, right? You get the husk off the grain. It's called discharge. Okay, fine. Tosfos. Erev mishum mefarik. Ein nir l'ri kemo shepirish rashi shemefarik ilan mimaso mena perish olav. Notice there's a little slight change in the Tosfos. What word was changed? What word was changed? Change one word. Rashi said machbedos, and what did Tosfos say? Elon. Right? Did you notice that change? Rashi mefarak atzmar mena machbedos, hinda mefarak ha Elon mimaso mena peres sholof. That's the tree, not the branches. Does it make a difference? Maybe not. We'll see soon. But the Rabbein Shmuel is right. Who's Rabbein Shmuel? The Rashbam, presumably. Sheyesh al atzmarim klipo el yona. That dates have an outer shell. Rabosai, do dates have an outer shell? Look up on the internet. Ever see a date? Ever see an outer shell on a date? Well, maybe because we're city boys. Maybe go to the farm and see a shell on a date. No farm boys here? You live in a holy land. Dates grow there. You ever see a shell on a date? You ever see it? Yeah, do you see? Really? Really? Wow, we have an Israeli. She's going to confirm. She does a Rashbam. Wow. Ask your parents to take a picture and send it here. Alright, by tomorrow we have to have it. It's instant, you know. Just get the phone, take a picture, and email it. We can have it. Call them now. In 3 minutes we can have it. Yes? Ah, so you say there is a shell. Okay. I don't want to be... I'm not a farmer. I know what I don't know. We'll see soon. Ukshu makeh b'tzmarim mefarek es ha-klipa ben ha-tzmarim ha-vekemo dashi mefarek es ha-tfu ben ha-shivos. It's mabish on point. It's the same thing. Quote to Rashbam. Okay, if the facts are right, it's gewaldic. If the facts are right, it's terrific. Good. 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 Let's take a look at the Maharam. I'm just going through the Maharam Bekomis. The Maharam. We know about that. Pirsha ben Atam to Agam Kilomar, Hoda Kamarav Papa, Hai Man the Shodi Piece of the Dikla, Chai Shtaim, Mishim Afarek, Lo Avichiyuv Mishim Dash, as Rashi said, as Rabbeinu Shmuel said, El Tzorach Loma, do you believe this or not? Shumaka Batmar, Bala Klipo, Al Yona, Havikum Machik, Wah! Then when you hit the, get rid of the, of the outer shell, you are smoothing it. And he adds with a very important word, vidochak. Vidochak. I would say it's a dochak. I mean, if you ask me, it's a dochak. But the Maharam had no choice. Well, what are you going to do? Big problem. Big problem. Yes. Oh, that's a Pasha Pshat is that way, against the Maram. Against the Maram. There are two different kinds of Mefarik. One is what? Mefarik B'Gidulei Karka, Mishum Dosh. That's the Sigya of our Gemara, and by Chole, but not Gadol Kaka, Mishim Mamachek. Exactly so. The Chasam Sofer says it here, based on Sefer Yoshe, Simin Chav Gimel. Okay? Very good. That's what I think, against the Maram. Think so? Against the Maram. It's a big dochak himself, it's a problem. But it's a much bigger issue over here, which all the Mefarshim talk about. Everyone talks about it. Tosfos seems to say there has to be some kind of a klipa surrounding the Tamar. Why are they saying that? Perhaps they hold that just as the original dash, you have a little kernel of wheat in a husk, which the husk covers the kernel. Maybe it is only an Easter of dash if you're taking something which is covered by something else. That's the classical dash. So in order that should fit in, you had to take you had to create or assume that these tamarim have a similar husk around them. Otherwise, it's not dash. The Mefarshim discuss this question: can there be dash where you just separate A from B, or must you take A which is surrounded by B and remove the B from the A? That's the question. Is dash only if it's surrounded, or even if it's just nearby, connected, not surrounded? The Shvisas HaShavas talks about it in his Psicha and dash Sivkot and Hay at some length. And you know what? And this, still a few left. There's a discussion over here. If it doesn't want to look it up later, Simen Chaf Aleph. Okay. Again, the Achronim suggests the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, you look at the Eglei Tal in Dosh, Sivkot and Beis, Shvisas HaShavas and the Psicha Hay. Tosfos holds the Malacha is only to get rid of something from what something which is covering it. It's not covering it, it's just connected. It's not Dosh. So it had to be a Klippa Yonah the Tamarim. There's no such thing. Well, they claim that the B'tchilas Gidulo is a Klippa, a Gemara and Brachos Lama Lama Mibes. What's Lama Brachos? Like the Tal says, Shvisas HaShavas has it. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. We're going to get a picture from, I don't know, from the Holy Land. We'll find out. Okay, we'll find out. Rashi goes, no! It's an issue of dash, even if you're mafrid psalos nochel. The Rach said so. What did the Rach say? You saw this Rach once before. Rach and Ayin Dalet and Aleph. So I think it's on the Maram Makom. It says also, what is he saying? Zorah bor marakeh kulam arvien psalos hamu'uravos v'ochel v'enem mechubaros. Urevis v'enem mechubaros. Klipa, get rid of afruris, niput, right? Okay, fine. And he says, Adosh, hamefarek hapsolas hamechuberes v'ochel, u'mechinos and lebreira. Right, the dosh comes before breira. So what happens? You get rid of all is getting rid of psoles, right? But what? Zora bar marakeh is ena mechuberes. I'm sorry, I skipped. Dosh is mechuberes, and zora marakeh is ena mechuberes. Ena mechuberes. Klipa we'll have to get to shortly. What that means with klipa is a very big sugya, not for today. So good. So clearly the rak is not requiring that the dosh is only if it's covered by something else. Right? Tosfos may require that, but the Rach presumably did not require that. Now we have to see the major issue. The Pashup Shah's Dush, now the Machbedos are not covering the Tamarim, not the branches, not the tree. Not covering the Tamarim. So clearly you don't need that to be Chayav Dush. Let's turn to the Ran. The Ran should be on the Maram Koma somewhere. Ran. Let's take a look. It's either Lamed Aleph with Beis or Peites. Whichever print you have. What does it say? What does it say? Quotes the Gemara, Pirush Rashi, Tzvora min ha-dekel. Again, Lactosis quoted, not min ha-machpedos, not from the branches, from the tree. Which are the other fruits? What are they? one is grapes, one is olives, one is figs. Why are you limiting yourself to tamarim? Not really chayv tarti. The davka b'tamarim would be mechayv tarti. Fi shein b'ilan k'ein eshkol, k'she eshkol nitlash min ha'ilan, chayv mishim tolish. Okay, that's common to all of these fruits. But then he says, u'k'she nechpat b'karka v'nifrokim ha'tamarim min ha'eshkol, chayv mishim mefarik. When it splits up, what's the word? Cluster, is that the best word? Great dates come in clusters. I never not from the big date eaters. But when it gets separated from the clusters, that's considered to be the Easter of Mefarik, and that's why it's limited to that kind of a situation. Okay? That's what he says. Mm-hmm. So writes the Ran. Good. What? Grama. Not a grama. We're going to avoid grama this summer. We talk about those machines for the milk feeding. Let's stay away from grama. It's too direct. It's not called the grama. Let's assume that for the moment. Okay? Fine. The Bach on this run. Did I ask you the Bach? Bach Sham. Okay? What does the Bach say? See if you can find it. What's the Bach saying? Okay. Isa Menachem Magbedos. Ulefizeh lechor lo kosher mashik sharan. Maybe the kasha is not so difficult, the Bach says. I told you there's a bit of a different girsa that we have. Okay. But now, number one. Number two. Adayne shadatek, the next Bach. The Mayir Yatame. What do you mean? Grapes also grow in clusters. Ulai daito. Maybe the Ran means like toisus, and then the Rashbam klip al yona. That's only by dates and not by grapes. I don't know. That's what he means. That's hard to believe. So the question becomes: If Rashi is right, then removing something from a cluster is dash. How do you take grapes off a cluster? I rebbeinu shalom. In my house, we serve grapes. My wife puts out grapes, and we take the grapes, we pull the grapes off the cluster. Chas v'sham, and he said, Dosh daraisa, according to this shita. Chalila v'chalila v'chas. But why not? That's exactly what's going on over here. The Minchas Chinuch says, well, maybe it's Asr. No, can't be Asr. Prove that it's Mutter, this is Dosh Beis, Mefur Shirama, Shin Lam Advav, Sivches. Take a look. Shinam and Rav Sivkas. Ramah, Yichu Shal Ilan, Shenivshach Me'er of Shabbos Min Ilan, Uvo Peris, Mutter Litus Mimeno of Shabbos. You see, Klotz Mutter. What does Nivshach mean? What does the word mean? What does the Hebrew word mean? It began to be a little bit detached. The Be'alaka says, "She'ena yochol lichyos oda onaf avgav shadayin mechubu beklipasa." In other words, it's still connected, but it's the nutrition that can no longer pass through. Okay, fine. Otherwise, it'll be a problem of kotzer. All right. So you see, klar, that's mutter. No, is it really that klar? Is it really that klar? It says beferish. Well, the Ramah holds like Tosfos. Tosfos is when the psolus is only covering. But the Ramah never. Why didn't the Ramah quote Rashi? Rashi is pushing him away. Now the Ran, he has the kasha. Why aren't you chayev when you take it off the tree? In other words, the eshkol is on the tree. I see a tree, a beautiful fig tree, a beautiful date tree, a beautiful grape tree, whatever it is. And I pull off the cluster while the cluster is still on the tree. Why should not be chayv? If it removes from a cluster, it's chayv. Who cares on a tree and not on a tree? That's a minchas chinas kasha. The answer is found in the Meyuchas Loran. I'm not sure who has it. We had it before. Somebody has it on his desk. That's the. Get it straight. One more time. We don't know who wrote the Meyuchas Loran. This was attributed to the Ran. We have a whole set of Rans, and that's where it's printed. The real Ran, which we have, was originally printed in the Ritva. The real Ritva was not printed until recently. So everything is over a little one. There he has the following Chiddush. What? The Mechaschinus Kasha was, why don't we find that if a person will go over to a tree and take one grape, right? Should be chayv, mishim kos, and mishim afarik. Because he took it off the cluster. If he's chayv, he took it off the cluster and pulled it off when it's tolish, why should he be chayv mishim when it's still mechubah? It's the difference. Who said he isn't? Maybe you say he is. In the Kanami, he is. The Michal Sinek asks his kasha. So the Ran says no. Ein disha b'mechubah ela b'tolish. Oh, that's this we call the pseudo Ran. But the kasha then it becomes, why according to Rashi, are you chayv yimefarek hatmarim min ha'ilon, which is the way that Tosfos quoted it. Why? If that pseudo Ran is right. In any event, if this is all true, we could possibly answer the Minchas Chinas Kasha. Mechuber is in fact different than Tolish. It's not Derech Melechas Dosh. Derech Melechas Dosh is after it's already been detached from the ground. We can knock off the right of Minchas Chinuch too. The Ramah told me, Ilan Shen Nifshach, there's no Easter of Dosh. You know why? Because with Metzius, it's the Mechuber, even though it's not getting any Yenika from it. Even though Pidin, it's not Mechuber. So it's not Derech HaMalacha, as that Sura Ran said. If it's Tolish Mamish, maybe it would be Takabi a problem. But the Mice said, we all are Mekel. We're Mekel. And the Alachas were Mekel. So the Shvisas HaShabbos says, I'll prove to you from Rashi that Mefarek is only when you take it from something which is covering it. Where? Take a look at Rashi. Sadi Hei Omer Aleph. Whoops. You know what's not in the Maamar Makomos? It was on the last Maamar Makomos. You should know it from last time. I assume you have a good memory. Sadi Hayam and Aleph. Sadi Hayam and Aleph. Give a quick look. Mefarek. Mefarek Masi Vishaporek Ochel Mimokosh in Eskasebo. Have you told it to Dosh? No, Meferish. Mimokosh in Eskasebo. Oh! The problem is, that's the Rashbam on Ayin Gimel. A steer in Rashi. Rashi and Ayin Gimel says you're chayv on Dosh when you detach something from something else, whatever the details are. But it wasn't covered. Here he says it's only when it's covered. That's the kasha. A great kasha. Shvisas and Shabbos is kasha. Great kasha. What is the answer? Sveidinim. A briska. Sveidinim. You can be chayv on what he calls mechusa. You know it's not mechuber. That's the milk in the udder. Or mechuber, even though it's not mechusa, like tomorrow. But it's still a little strange. Sveidinim. Will the real malacha please stand up? What is it? Is it this or is it that? What do you have two? So I thought the answer is like this. The Av Malacha of Dosh has both. The Av Malacha of Dosh is, the Rach is right, it's Mechuber. And the, we'll call it the Rashbam is right, it's also Mechusa. Both. That's what's true with the grain. It's both covered by the husk and attached to the husk. So if it's comparable to Dosh in either of the two matters, either because it's Mechusa or because it's Mechuber, it would be considered part of the Easter of Dosh. If it's neither Mechuber nor Mechusa, then it's not considered to be Dosh. Okay. That's a possibility. I'm giving Pshat in the Shvisas and the Shabbos. He says, there's two dinim. I'm explaining where it comes from. Rabbi, say I have more to say, but I want to read a few more Maamar Makomos, and then we'll get back to what I have more to say over here. How it's possible that in my house, my wife serves grapes, which sounds like it's a Shabbat Darais. I mean, that's where we are so far. I'd like to leave you in suspense. Today's only Wednesday. already Kami Shapsa. We have our Nichnas of Yoytzim already out. We said Luchun and Rana this morning. But we still have 2 days. Before Shabbos comes, we'll find a way why it's mutter to have grapes. But for the moment, we'll leave a little suspense. Okay. Let's go back to the read the Ma'amah comments. We only have a few more minutes, as much as we can read. Okay. Vayta Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis. Rama Amir. Omer Rava, I'm at the Konef Milchum and Milchusa Chayim Hashem Amir. Omer Abay Amir. Ein Ima Abadu Lekarka. We already spoke about this a little earlier. Is that the rice of the Rabbonim? Pashas is the niece of the Rabbonim. Not everyone agrees, because it relates to Disha as well. Right, the Vadosh. Tana Adosh, Ramanapet, Ramanapet, Kula Malacha Akasein. It's all one big thing. It's all one big thing. Okay, we'll have to stop in the Gemara here, because that's where the Ma'amah Komas end. We have to go now to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Frek the Gemara Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We're skipping Zohar Bar Marakat for the next part of the sugya. The Gemara says, for lichsh at the top line, lichsh would not make kotesh. What does kotesh mean? It's Rashi. Kidim emachteshes, when you grind the wheat, lahasir kliposon, not discussing the grinding, tochen, that's later, but that by putting in the grinder, you remove the husk. The havi b'mitesh b'sam amonim, elav mishum the dam of the dosh, lo choshev lo, tonami mifarka malbushu. Here we go, the same lashon. Mefarka malbush, you're discharging its clothing. Its clothing. Right. It has to be covering or not, it's not completely clear. Answer to Gemara Rabbaye, Shken Ani Ochel Pito Belok Sisha. Belok Sisha. Wow. What is Rashi saying? Shken Ani Ochel Pito Belok Sisha. Lechach. Afal Gav de Havi Ben Mikdash Ab Malachi came in the Tanale Dosh. Lotanala. No, not that it's mutter. It's included in the Amalacha of Dash. That's what Rashi says. We're leaving it for the moment. Now, Ayin Heyam and Aleph. Let's try to get through. Ayin Heyam and Aleph. Hatzod. Tzod Chilozen, Apolzen, Chayav Alachas. If you don't mer, Chayav Shtayim. Should we know mer, Ptsiyah Bechal Disha. Amaloha, Ptsiyah Bechal Disha. Omer Rava, my tanda rabbanan, the ksavri, edisha ele begedule karka. You gotta see the original Gemara. This is the source, the original din. The original din is what it says. Okay? The rach is in the next maramaka. We already saw the first part. Ayin dalet amud aleph, starting from Hadosh, all the way until, 1 second. What is this here? Again, we didn't finish the whole thing. This all ainam mechuberes gon klipa shetzricha pirik gon afruve shetzorach niputz elam uremes bulvad v'cheinem notal yodo adam tvua v'tivna uvimsoles v'yeshba v'nipechba v'ruach piv u'bir chashev hu kizore. So the difference between zore and bore is one uses your hands, one uses your mouth or the wind. You ever see that throw it into the wind? You ever see zore in your life? Have you seen live Zohar? I once did. I was driving someone on some funny road on the way to El Kana, where my sister lives, and there's an Arab, Mamish, doing Zohar. He was taking the stuff, throwing in the air, and the wind was blowing. Mamish! Become a lambda iskalti. I learned what I saw Zohar in real life. Yeah, he did it. I think in today's American agriculture, we're not relying on the wind. We have much more sophisticated machines to do it. But Ravim, no, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Good. Let's leave it the other rach Amud Beis for a little bit later on. Fine. So let's now discuss the following. The Ramban on the Tzadihe on the Ramakomas says Disha Ba'atzmo Shopri Les Elebegdule Karka Avalahotzi Mimenu Peris Mechunosim Utmunim Besokhishalem Kagon Cholev Dumbe the Disha's Gedule Karka. What in heaven's name does that mean? If you saw the Ramban, maybe it means what I said earlier. That means what? Gedule Karka is comparable to dash Bechefza. If it's mechunasim and tmunim, it's domo ledash, what I call bepeula. Wow. Wowee. We spoke about different toldos. One is comparable to the tachlis, one to the peula. Maybe along those lines we can say pshat over here in this Ramban. Of course, I have a big problem with that, and I don't have a really good answer. The Gemara we saw in Ayin Hayam and Aleph. What does that mean? Hi, no Edel Kaka from Tzias Dam Chilozon. The Pashtus, I'm not an expert in Chilozon. We don't know what a Chilozon is, right? We spoke about that. But whatever it is, we assume that the Dam Chilozon presumably is encased in the skin of the fish, or the Chilozon, whatever it is, the same way as the milk is encased in the udder. So if that's the case, no pun intended, if the case, it's in the case. And the Rabban is saying, in the case, you don't need to do the karka, that's what do with the Gemara. So it means it's still a bit of a mystery. I'm going to read you the Rabban's lesson one more time. Disha bi'atzma shal prilesa l'bidu the karka. Okay, fine. Aval ahotzi mimenu peres mechunasim utmunim besoch kishalem kagon cholev. He's suggesting it's the equivalent. So we suggested before, you do the kaka is done with b'dash and mechefza. Mechunasim and tmunim is b'dash and pe'ula. Right? But then what do you do with the mokka from chilazon? Don't know. Now we have enough tzadi. Hey, we saw the Gemara. We'll see it again for a minute. We saw the Rashi before today. We didn't see the Gemara today, just for a brief moment. We saw it a long time ago, discussing cholev. Right? Rabbi Lezner, Rabbonon. The Rajba says, you know what they're fighting about? I'll read it to you. Well, we're almost out of time, but let me just tell you for this quick Rajba. Son of the Mamakomas? Yes! So I didn't leave everything. I make many mistakes, but this one I didn't make. They have the Ramban and the Rajba to see on Tzadi Heyam and Aleph, Timas and Cholev. Each one has another important idea. What does the Rajba say? Chol Chamishim Afar, I could do the Karka. Rabbi Natan says, "Trei Gadim Mefarag Ninu." Mefarag do the karka. Have you told him the dosh? Mefarag do the karka. Told him a machek. That's what we said up in the Sefer Yosher. Fine. Rashi is dosh. Nu karka. Rabbi Natan is shver chol levodim. The Tosfos Kasha Dachan 9 Gil. We spoke about it at great length. The machu kids are tocha kadeira. Rashi is nicha. Fine. What do you do about the karka? Rabbi Lezer les teyachin. For the Kaimel and Kaimel say, if he's a Cholev, he goes to the Rav Torah. The Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon on Tzadi Hei is a redo of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon on Ayin Hei. Every 20 blood he redoes, you know, Chazor. That's what Rashman says. Vikashaloch, it says in Ksubis, we have to get tomorrow. Goneach, Yonek, Cholev, Kedaka, and Achoshesh, Mefrachal Achayadu, who will welcome Tzadi goes to Rabbi Rabbanon, Alma Cholev, Biyad, Lavdim Mefarag Gama, V'Oser, there's a word to mistake over here, 172. Cholav Yad Havlim Mefarag Gama, V'Oser Dvar Torah. V'Yeshloma, well, the Dvar of the Rabbi Lezer Gama. Even if Rabbi Lezer holds, you only do the Karka, you only finish the Mukas Kalacha Yad. But we don't pass in that way. The answer must be, another, Behem is going to do the Karka. We saw Ma'aseh Sheni. That's the second teretz. This Rashi is very, very important. But we're out of time. We'll stop here, Mr. Shem. Tomorrow we'll try to continue these suits. Yes, sir.
Doesn't the Ramban in that teretz also say that animals are considered to be cargo? That's you. So he's not saying, so other Rebbe
suggest.
I thought Rebbe was really in the that we had a kasha from the...
No, I didn't have the Ramban in front of me. So tomorrow, in my school, I only read it tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll bring the Ramban, we'll read the whole thing. We'll try to get to the back, okay? Fine.